Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 175. As always, you can go to www.gruntfreepress.com for the most current, up-to-date, so accurate gaming news that we've been accused of insider trading on multiple occasions. It's true. I do sleep with quite a few gaming executives, all dudes. No reason. I mean, they don't give me any tips or exclusive information. I'm just a little butt slut, what can I say? Then I do the same with the judges in all the cases. So, I mean, that explains that, why I'm not actually, you know, getting the cases ruled against me. I mean, the judges are female, though, so it all works itself out. I mean, balance is restored to the universe, and Agony is still the latest review on the site. Still, after months and months, because my ass and my penis, they both get so sore, I'm too distracted to work on the website. Oh, and podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. So use that for solicitations of any kind. And I'm absolute deicide, as if I needed any introduction. And of course, it would be rude of me not to welcome back, for the second week in a row, our new co-host, Grindy, the dying Chinese manufactured graphics card. He's quiet right now. He's a quiet. He's off and on, you know. He's out getting a drink of oil, WD-40 is what he should be getting a fucking drink of. But yeah, don't worry. He's still here. He'll pipe up every now and then. That's still going on. Yeah, my graphics card fan still fucking grinding like a bitch. But yeah, no such luck finding a solution for that really yet. I mean, because I fucking swear. I mean, I know this is a long shot, but yeah, I'm calling on help from my faithful listeners. Yeah, if anybody has or anybody knows of how to procure a replacement fan for a Zotac GTX, NVIDIA fucking 1080. Not a TI, not a fucking whatever. podcast@gruntfreepress.com. Let me know what's going on. Anybody has any ideas? I went to the fucking one of the repair places I brought it to. I mean, the guy says fucking, just order it online. You know, order a replacement fan. Just put, type that in like what I just said. And every fucking search result. You know, I'm looking for just a plain fucking 1080 replacement fan. Every search that I did, no matter how I fucking worded it, how specific I got with it, it's all fucking, it just pops up every fucking result. Zotac 1080 Ti, 1080 fucking Mini, 1080 Founders Edition, 1080 fucking Amp, where you get the fucking, 1080 with fucking triple fans, you know what I mean? I need the fucking, the dual fans. Yeah, it's like my fucking graphics card doesn't exist. I mean, it's like it was handcrafted by a hermit on the fucking Yangtze. Who doesn't make great cards? I'll give him that. This is a fucking awesome card, but the one Achilles heel is he sucked at making fucking fans for the cards, and then he died, so nobody knew. He disappeared somewhere. Yeah, I mean, we'll fucking make do for now, I guess. Again, it's not fucking, I haven't heard it grind. When I first turned the fucking computer on, it was really fucking loud, but, I don't know, I'm just going to be so fucking incredibly pissed if I end up having to buy a whole new fucking PC. And I know you could, it's like, just buy a new card and blah, 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 but again, it's fucking like, it's going on like 2 years since I fucking bought the computer, and then it's go through the whole fucking rigmarole of fucking like, you upgrade your card, you need a new fucking motherboard, I'm going to have more RAM, and fucking the CPU's a little old and shit like that. So it's like, I'm just holding out like another year is when I'm going to fucking, you know what I mean? Again, this PC's been fucking great. It's been a killer fucking system up until the goddamn fan thing. And yeah, less from a year from now, when like the new cards come out, it's like, dude, I'll have fucking like no problem dropping fucking like the serious money to get like fucking like top of the line. As long as the cards are good, they come out. As long as it's not like the fucking debacle that was the 2080s and shit, you know. Yeah, I mean, at this fucking moment, you know, it just kind of sucks to buy a fucking computer. it's a terrible time for this fucking shit to happen. Yeah, I mean, even like the older cars are like super expensive now. So, I mean, I think it's looking like fucking like the same setup I have now. Like again, like to buy the same exact computer I had would be more expensive than it was like 2 years ago. So, yeah, PCs are great until they break, and then you realize that you're not the only one who thinks that dealing with the fucking hardware is a goddamn nightmare. Professional fucking PC repair guys think so too. I mean, that's fucking included in that. You know what I mean? It's like fucking like, oh, these random people online don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Oh, and neither do the fucking professionals. So, actually, yeah, the latest fucking update to that is, I talked to the fucking shop and I told him I couldn't find the fucking car, because he said when I brought it, he's like, oh yeah, just look up, you know, what I told you, the fucking 1080, whatever, Zotac. He's like, oh, I found some replacement fans and shit, but, you know, he didn't want to order them or whatever because they're from fucking China. I'm like, yeah, dude, I'll fucking order them. I don't give a shit. Like, fucking, you know what I mean? It was the worst case scenario is, what, it's just fucking going to have the same fucking problem again or whatever. You had to put in the fucking broken fan. It's not going to fucking hurt, you know what I mean? But, So it's like, yeah, so he's like, no, I'll send you a link. The other day, he's like, fucking, I called him back. I'm like, dude, I've been looking for like hours and hours. I can't find this shit. So he's like, oh no, here, you fucking send me the thing. I'm like, oh, if you say it's kind of the same, I'll go for it. Even though I think it's like Amp Edition or whatever, which I don't think this is what my fucking card is, but yeah, he sent me an eBay link. And again, we're both still not even sure if it's the same thing, but you know, it was like fucking like $30. So it's not that much of a gamble really. So. And then it's like, yeah, you know, I order it and it says, oh yeah, it'll be arriving anywhere from this week, you know, or like a week from now until like the second week of January. You know what I mean? So it's like, who the fuck knows, dude? I have fucking no idea. It's fucking China. But yeah, anyway, for right now, I'm back, you know, I'm back to normal, whatever that means. I hope you enjoyed last week's little experiment with a night at the Improv, because believe it or not, yes, that was really right off the old noggin. So what did you think? You think that was better than the scripted episodes? Is it worse? Was the stuttering and the mispronounced bullshit more or less noticeable? There's only one way you can really be sure, I guess, to repeat that experiment. So I mean, let's go off script for a little while here and see if, you know, history repeats itself. So, yeah, here we go. What's the deal with passion fruit? I mean, I don't love it. It's not gay. What's the deal? So it was good then. So yeah, I know I gave a nice play-by-play regarding the super uneventful 9 days plus an hour that I had off of work, which I literally only fucking left the house to buy like coffee, food, or tobacco. But yeah, last week was an obviously fucking off the cuff fucking let's kill an hour shit show. Now I'm just gonna go for the more refined well-planned, researched, and measured, edited, pre-written content that I've been doing for 173 episodes at this fucking point that, you know, my audience here expects, and, you know, they fucking deserve the best of me. Yeah, but it really was a game-filled vacation, just the way I like them, because you asked, I know. It's really the same shit. You know, twice a year I get all pumped up about my vacation and shit, make plans that always fall through without fail. You know, once again, my brother, a couple friends that I have, you know, I'm fucking like, oh yeah, you know, when's your vacation? When do you have days off? Then, you know, I don't hear from fucking anybody. I have this week off. I'm doing fucking absolutely nothing. So just fucking let me know whenever you're free that entire week. And, you know, all of those times that you asked me to fucking hang out and I said that I can't because I work nights, like, you know, this fucking week, entire week, I'm fucking free. And just fucking, oh yeah, yeah, of course. Oh, definitely. We'll definitely do something, dude. And then fucking, you know, nothing. So I'm not even going to play the fucking cricket sound effect again for that either. You know, you get the idea. But my fucking, other than fucking playing games, it's like, yeah, my room's still a fucking shithole. I didn't bother fucking shaving at all after it's probably been like fucking 2 months. Didn't fucking like deep clean my car or anything like that. Shit that I would normally do. I was fucking even like this fucking, it was different about this vacation, which is fucking like just completely fuck it. Like, I don't even fucking care. All the plans fall through every time. I mean, the only constant is that I probably gained like 20 pounds and took 5 years off of my life from fucking chain smoking, you know? But yeah, Black Ops 4, I played a shit ton of that. I still have only played, a grand total of two modes in that fucking game. Team Deathmatch and Blackout. That I have a feeling that the operations or whatever they call them are cool. I'm actually kind of planning after this, I'm done recording this, to try and check out the operations. See how those are. But yeah, I mean, those two fucking modes there, Team Deathmatch and Blackout, like, they just fucking demanded like all of my fucking time and attention and, in my quest to become the ultimate fucking Blackout badass, you know, like Shroud. And who is Shroud, you ask? Well, let me enlighten you. I have no clue. Every game I go into, all the fucking chat in there, like the text chat is fucking, oh dude, Shroud's in our game. Fucking Shroud's here. Shroud. And then you get fucking, you know, the comments, dude, enough with the Shroud jokes, guys. You know, I'm sick of Shroud. I don't know who the fuck Shroud is or what that's about, like, at all. I have no idea. Just like fucking all these people, dude, oh, tip the bus driver or whatever, like the bus driver, blah, blah. I have no idea what the fuck these kids are talking about. It must be some sort of internet meme culture from like Twitter or fucking Twitch or fucking Facebook or something. Like, I don't know. It's gay. That's all I fucking know. I have like no idea what the fuck they're talking about. But yeah, I mean, this being the first battle royale game that I played, I mean, there are some basic things I'm fucking like just learning that I'm sure most of you will think I'm fucking retarded for, and I'm like, dude, you know that shit? For instance, I was wondering why when I initially jumped out of the helicopter, everybody seemed to be going much faster than I was, like to get anywhere, like they're flying past me and shit. You know, I'd glide out in the wingsuit and like, all right, well, I know where I'm going to go, and just fucking point myself towards it. Put myself like right at where I want to go. And it's like, what else can I do? I'm holding up on the stick and shit. And yeah, dude, you're just fucking like whipping right the fuck by me. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is this, dude? Like, why are they like, what are they doing? And yeah, all it says for controls on screen when you're wing gliding is, you know, left stick will speed you up or slow you down, and the left trigger is the free look. Well, the fucking left trigger doesn't seem to fucking do anything at all, so, you know, maybe the other controls are wrong too, and there's something else missing there, like there's a speed up button or something like that. I don't know, fucking like jet boots or something that you have that I don't fucking know about, that I'm telling you. So, yeah, I searched for fucking Black Ops 4 wingsuit controls. And yeah, this is a recent trend, it seems. Searching for shit online just gives me garbage fucking results for what I'm looking for. Like, nothing. Not what I'm looking for at all. Lots of fucking Black Ops 2, Black Ops 3. A lot of previews for Black Ops 4. You know, like, fucking like, hey, did you know there's going to be a Battle Royale mode in the new Call of Duty game where you have a wingsuit and shit? And it's fucking like, yeah, cool. You know, strategy guides that just say, you know, when you first drop out of the helicopter, you'll use a wingsuit and shit. So, yeah, no shit. Like, fucking, like, how? Like, what's going on here? Why is everybody going fucking faster than me? Is what I'm looking for. You just give me this fucking bullshit. So, yeah, you know, then there are YouTube videos, like, fucking, like, oh, you know, sick wingsuiting and fucking wingsuit glitch and shit like that. So, yeah, you know, is it a glitch that literally every other fucking person in the game seems to be using? Everybody but me is using this fucking glitch to go fucking twice as fast as I'm fucking going. Like, it's kind of gay. But then, like, even, like, looking at those videos, the comments and all those are saying, like, you know, oh, man, you know, they fixed the glitch. You can't do this anymore. There's no, like, there's some fucking way you could do it. So you could just pretty much infinitely go as fast as you could go and shit, but they fixed it. So I'm just like, I'm still like, dude, what the fuck? Like, I have no fucking idea. But I mean, like, from watching those videos, though, it's fucking like, okay, what they're doing is they're aiming fucking straight down at the ground as soon as they exit the fucking chopper, and then you can go faster. You know, you build up speed like that. And after you fucking point down for a little bit, then you aim, like, where you want to go and shit. So, yeah, I mean, that would have been a nice thing to tell me before, you know what I mean? Like nowhere to be found in the game, in, like, a tooltip or anything like that, as far as I know. Again, I didn't find that in any of the shitty fucking guides that I was looking at, of like, oh, you know, Blackout, how to play Blackout, and just like, dude, like, the very basic, the first thing you should probably know is not in there. nothing saying, like, oh, you know, you can go faster if you nosedive at first, and, you know, maybe, like, you know, pro tip, you know, wait for the lines to appear around your character, and then you start fucking straightening yourself out and pointing where you want to go. Like, again, didn't find that fucking anywhere that I stumbled across. So, yeah, I mean, that'd be fine if they told me that, or, you know, or if that made any fucking sense either, you know. I'm no physics professor here, but, you know, from elementary science and, you know, a Patrick Swayze and Keanu Reeves movie, I'm pretty sure there's this thing called terminal velocity, where once an object reaches a speed in free fall, it can't go any faster than that, you know, or fucking, you know, Mr. Wizard used to have those fucking experiments where, you know, you drop a feather and, like, a bowling ball, and, like, oh, you know, once it hits a certain speed, you know, drop those off the Eiffel Tower, and they're both gonna hit the ground at the same time, or something like that. No, there's maybe, like, wind resistance has something to do with that, or fucking, I don't know, for sure, fucking centrifugal force. It's been a while, but regardless of my fucking poor science knowledge, poor fucking physics recollections, then they explain the fucking, like, basic game mechanics. You fucks, you know what I mean? I'm a steep gold medalist here in fucking wing suiting, wing gliding, or whatever. But so, what is this fucking bullshit? I don't know. That's my pro tip. My pro tip for fucking battle royale games. A couple years late, or whatever, a year late. But yeah. But, you know, whatever. I figured it out, and now I'm sailing in like a pro, and then getting shot to shit like 2 seconds later after I land. You know, fucking every angle, like, people shooting at me. So, yeah, I mean, at first I was just playing Blackout. I was doing, like, the solo mode, like, going in by myself and seemed like no matter where I decided to fucking land, there was always fucking 10 other people going there too. Like, it didn't matter if it's like a lone shack out in the woods or asylum where there's fucking zombies and shit or Nuketown or whatever. It's just fucking, you know, like Nuketown, you're pretty much going to guarantee there's people fucking congregating there anyway for the most part. But yeah, I mean, I picked the most fucking out of the way spot that I thought was fucking like possible. I'm just fucking like, I don't know, dude, it's fucking just random fucking spot. Like, I'm just going to go here. It just seems like there's nothing going on here. There's like two little fucking houses. There's probably not much in there, but at least I'm not going to just die immediately when I fucking land. And then like, all right, I'm heading there. And then you see parachutes fucking opening up like right near it. It's like, oh shit, dude, like, there's fucking like five people there anyway. So break fucking left, you know, fucking break right and shit. Just get the fuck out of there because I don't want to fucking waste my time with a shit show right at the beginning where everybody's like punching each other. Or then fucking one asshole gets to a gun first and just fucking cleans everybody up. And I'm fucking dead in 2 seconds and waiting for another fucking game to start. So, yeah, because, yeah, I mean, despite there being a huge map and all that, I mean, it's still fucking, still free for all deathmatch and all the bullshit that goes along with that, you know. And as soon as fucking two people start shooting at each other, everybody else in earshot runs towards the sound, and yeah, there's a lot of cheap-ass shooting in the back and shooting fucking two dudes who have already fucking, like, fought each other and they're both fucking weak, and then no, just fucking roll up and clean both of them up and shit, you know, like regular deathmatch shit, that still happens. Or shooting somebody in the face when they're fucking defenseless, they're going through a fucking backpack or of somebody they killed and just fucking like, oh, I'm gonna, they're looting them, and then, like, you know, you're going towards the gunshots that just happened. They're trying to loot the fucking thing and just shoot them in the back of the fucking, you know, head or whatever. Yeah, I mean, you're stuck in the spot where you either have to, like, hide like a bitch and wait for the herd to kind of thin itself out, where thin itself out while you're fucking just, like, camping and avoiding fucking any kind of conflict like a coward, which is the way you're most likely gonna win a game. You know, it is fucking free for all, with fucking no respawns, you know what I mean? So it's fucking like, yeah, if you're just running out looking for action, it's like, yeah, you might get a couple kills, but you're probably not gonna win. I mean, it's gonna, again, draw people who are going towards the fucking gunfire, and you're probably gonna die. Or, you know, or you just say fuck it, and you just start spraying bullets and fucking get murdered. Then you're gonna be fucking waiting with your thumb up your ass for at least 5 minutes waiting to get another game started. So again, I'm not saying fucking blackouts like a bad game mode or anything. You know, I predict this battle royale thing will take off someday. You just really have to be in the mood for it. It's such a contrast between what I associate, like, Call of Duty multiplayer as being, where it's just fucking, like, real quick of just, you know, kill, die, respawn, repeat, whatever, dude, who cares, just fucking go out and just cause fucking mayhem. Or even, like, fucking, like, hardcore search and destroy, which is, you know, just, like, slower, but it's, designed so that there are, like, short rounds, and you have like another chance to get in there like immediately, even though you only have one life. It's like, oh yeah, but the round's over, and then you're just back, whatever. Blackout is just, you know, a lot of walking around in fields, avoiding conflict, trying to be quiet, you know, collecting shit, you know, inventory management. And just like I'm going to talk about with Red Dead, if you're not in the right mindset and you have a string of bad games, or you just fucking whatever, you know, you just feel like you're wasting your time. I'm just, dude, I just pass like five games, nothing's happened. I drop in, I get fucking killed, or I drop in and start collecting shit and, you know, putting attachments on a fucking gun and getting armor and backpack and blah, blah, blah. Then you just get like sniped from a mile away and shit. It's fucking like that happens a few times. And, let's say 10 in a row, you don't get a kill, hypothetically. You know, that could happen. Yeah, you're going to be a fucking miserable prick fucking playing it. I'm just fucking like, yeah, this game is fucking boring. And fucking, you know, you get fucking frustrated. I started doing quads, like, you know, the four-person squads, the same things. Same thing, same blackout, same idea. That can be the same way with that too, but then you have like the added variable of teammates playing with fucking other people, and randoms in my case. So you know, much of your enjoyment depends on who you're matched with. And yeah, I talked about early on the one game that I won, and when I was doing quads like that, that was sick. You know what I mean? Where everybody's fucking working together, covering each other's flanks and reviving each other. It feels fucking awesome in those instances where it's like, oh, dude, I have a good team. You know, everyone's fucking doing what you would expect them to do anyway. We're not acting like fucking assholes. Yeah, there's the fucking equal, if not greater, chance that you get paired up with fucking like retards. And, you know, it's hard for me, you know, it's hard for me to really take jabs at people sucking in the game. I mean, considering that I can't aim for shit, though, I am getting better at it, I think, slowly but surely. But yeah, you know, you get these guys who play fucking quads, like they just fucking like hop in. Like I'm hopping in by myself, but I have a feeling other people hop in. They're just fucking like, oh, I'm just gonna play like solo, but whatever, you know what I mean? We're gonna play like I'm playing fucking solo, dude. Just fucking drop in and like do whatever. You can tell, you know, they just fucking run off on their own, jumping through windows and shit. And yeah, some of them are good enough to fucking, you know, some guys you'll get like, oh, you know, this guy's on my squad, but he's just, everyone's just always following him. He's just fucking like running off, like not waiting for anybody, just fucking like beelining, fucking going and not waiting down. It's like, oh, he's not going to stop. So, you know what I mean? Either like we're going to just follow behind him or whatever. And like sometimes like that guy's like, oh, he's just really good. And he's fucking, you know, taking out five people with their fucking 16-year-old ADD reflexes and shit. Like, that's fine. Like, whatever. I mean, it is still fucking, like, Call of Duty after all. But usually that's not the case. It is very fucking rare. And again, there's fucking not how you're going to win. There's some guy fucking running around being fucking loud. It's like, oh, that guy's going to get a few kills and he might be able to fucking whatever, get some behind him or whatever. But you're not going to win that way, you know. Sometimes you can tell this fucking, you have, like, two fags that are playing together in the same party that joined up in quads. So you're, you know, you have fucking, you've got me and like the other guy that are fucking like staying like relatively like close to each other and shit. And then fucking the other two fucking butt buddies are just like, you know, they're like, oh, they're just going to jump on a quad and they just like speed off and shit. Just fucking like, cool. Well, and then now fucking everybody's fucked. You know what I mean? It's fucking like you two are like playing together and now me and this guy, I guess, are playing together, but this is not, you know what I mean? Cool. I mean, there's like another fucking blackout variant with just like duos. You know what I mean? I don't understand why they decide to go in a playlist for fucking like four people with a squad of two. And if, whatever, I mean, you know what I mean? If you only have two people, you want to play with fucking four, that's cool. But it's fucking like, ah, two people jump into fucking quads and just play like we're playing with two people again. It's like, dude, this fucking retarded. But whatever. So yeah, what I'm trying to say is, it's like every other fucking multiplayer game that I've ever played, down to the occasional fucking armchair general that you get that spams the chat when he's fucking, oh, come on, bro, use a mic, you know, don't be a dick. And dude, I told you it was a fucking tango at fucking 240 degrees southwest, dude. Bruh, come on. Gah. You know, you get those. So yeah, I have to figure out how to fucking turn the text chat off in the fucking game too. But, you know, I am really liking it. I mean, it's probably the first Black Ops game that I've really gotten into, you know what I mean? And I hate to say it, I mean, fucking unpopular opinion here, but I think that them cutting out the single-player campaign may have helped it in my case, I mean, of me getting into it. Because I thought the campaigns in the old Blackout games sucked. I didn't finish fucking one of those fucking games. I think I played all of them, all the fucking Blackout games, and I generally fucking enjoy the Call of Duty campaigns, but fucking not those ones. I thought the Blackout ones are just fucking like real bad. So you know, I didn't have like a sour taste in my mouth like going into fucking the multiplayer of like, I tried playing the fucking single player, oh, this game fucking sucks and whatever. You know, no, I'm not going to the fucking multiplayer agitated and fucking like looking at like the pick 10 bullshit and that's fucking just gobbledygook. I still don't know what the fuck, why they think that's a good idea. I'm like, oh, you have like these 10 points and oh, this card's worth whatever points and you can put it on 10 things and blah, blah, blah. Rather than like fucking like, I don't know, dude, like fucking here's your gun and, you know, how many attachments you want to put on, here you go and whatever, you know, to a limit of this fucking like, oh, there's some cards that fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking so stupid. That what I do now is just fucking just added fucking attachments to my main weapon. That's what, and then call it a day and that's it. I fucking Call of Duty it a day. So I mean, yeah, my main fucking loadout for normal fucking multiplayer is, you know, some kind of like assault rifle. It doesn't really fucking matter which one. I'm using the fucking 3-round burst one at the moment, fucking AUS or AUG, whatever I think it's called. That has like some kind of fucking scope on there. I don't know, like 3 or 4 times scope, you know, whatever. Then put like a stock, a grip, all that shit on there. And I have a fucking rocket launcher as a secondary to take out like the UAVs and shit. And yeah, I mean, the character I usually use is Nomad. I know I couldn't think of his name last week. I use that fucking guy with the dogs and the mines and shit. But there you go. There's nothing fancy or fucking nothing like confusing or fucking overwhelming, as I found everything for. Again, I just after playing for like 30 fucking hours or whatever, I'm finally being like, ah, cool. I settled into a loadout or a groove or whatever, you know. Once I'm like starting to understand like the flow and this, you know, sight lines of the maps and shit, and it's just, you know, just like the general feel of the game I have to like get into and shit. I'm still getting used to that too. I'm just, you know, still fucking debating with myself every time I fucking boot the game up. I'm just fucking like, oh dude, maybe I should use fucking keyboard and mouse, and why am I not? And just fucking like, ah, you know, I'm a fucking lazy sack of shit and just fucking prefer the comfort of a fucking controller. And yeah, so far laziness has won out there. And speaking of lazy, I met a black person the other day for the first time. I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, they're just like us. I mean, they're just harder to see at night, especially when you roll up the windows, you lock the doors and fucking speed off. Yeah, you would have had to fucking smile really fucking wide to be visible in the rear view when I did that. But anyway, so yeah, that fucking casual racism was our segue into Red Dead Redemption 2, which should probably have a lot more racism in it than it does. So yeah, we'll go over that after this casual racist song, I'm sure. So Red Dead 2, Red Dead Redemption 2 to be specific. So yeah, Rockstar crafts this meticulously detailed recreation of the Wild West, but they have like 2018 racial sensibilities in it. So yeah, I mean, that's one thing that has made me groan a little bit about the game. You know, the overall story or theme of the original Red Dead was fucking, you know, John was kind of living in the past. He didn't want to be a part of the coming industrial revolution, and he didn't want to move to a city, and he still embraced his outlaw ways. And, you know, it was basically fucking old country for no men, you know what I mean? So I feel like, yeah, I do feel like I'm repeating myself quite a bit this episode from the last one, probably, but bear with me here, because yeah, we're still getting ourselves back on track, and I'm still playing the same games. Yeah, you know, plus I had about 10 minutes of material for this week that I had prepared that I had to cut because it was over the top mean spirited, and that's coming from me. So yeah, it's been one of those weeks, as was foretold. So yeah, racism in Red Dead, the topic du jour, unintentionally. You know, I just find it a little bit pandering that you're playing as this outlaw scumbag. You're surrounded by, you know, by a gang of outlaw scumbags, and you know they're all the most fucking like tolerant, progressive, enlightened group of people that would most likely live in the fucking 1890s, you know, when the game takes place. I mean, now I could see if they were just like a small, like poor, like ragtag group of misfits that would accept anybody into the gang, you know, if they're basically like homeless, you know, if they were like such outsiders that they're going to be like shot on sight anyway, no matter what. So by necessity, they're taking on fucking just any bodies that are willing to fucking fight with them, you know what I mean? Like fucking to join up with them. Like that'd be one thing. Like I could understand that. And even then you'd expect some kind of like infighting and like, you know, racist remarks and a fucking like hierarchy and all that shit. But yeah, I mean that's not the case here. They're all really fucking the gang there, Dutch's gang. I mean, they're all pretty fucking like visible around town. One of the missions early on, you take a fucking black dude from the gang, you take him out drinking, and you're fucking palling around with him in the saloon, and you know, it's a fucking great scene and all that. It's really fucking funny, but not once was anybody in town like fucking like, hey, you know, what are you doing with that fucking nigger or anything like that. You know, even like a little remark, even if you had to say like, you know, if Arthur had to say like, you know, he's all right, you fuck off, or, you know, you have to fucking deal with me or whatever. Like, he's with me, you have to fucking deal with me. If you have like something like a scene like that, but there's just like nothing, you know what I mean? They just fucking avoid all of that. It's fucking, yeah, the game takes place 25 years after the fucking Civil War ended, and you're fucking like down south and just like nothing, like, you know what I mean? And I would actually be totally fine with that if they're just fucking like avoid, like, oh, we're just not gonna just this game, we're just not gonna touch like anything racial at all, like, just dude, like, whatever, you know what I mean? You know, hey, everybody's fucking sick of that bullshit, we get it, we're just gonna fucking tell the fucking Western, just whatever, man. It's fucking, it's there, it's not fucking important to the game. So, you know, the gang you're in isn't fucking the racist, and just everything that happens in the story is like nothing to do with race at all. Just fucking, that's fine. And like that would be acceptable, it'd be commendable, even. But they choose to fucking slide these little nods in every now and then, just still just be like, oh, you know, it's fucking, again, just, you know, like there's a side mission where you meet an old man at a campfire, and he's flipping out, yelling about his legacy being taken away, and you talk to him, and he tells you he got evicted from his house, and you know that there are some family heirlooms in there that he'd like to get back. So you know, you accept the mission from him, and you know, it's just like a standard fetch quest. You go fucking, go to the house and search it, and you get a saber and like a pocket watch or whatever. And then then you find a trap door in the house, like leading to the basement, and you go down there just to search more of it. And there's like, you know, chains and shit down there, and whips, and, you know, a ledger detailing the money that the old guy got for selling slaves. And, you know, Arthur's reading it, and he's muttering to himself, like, oh, you know, oh, what the Christ, like, oh, this is a nightmare, and like shit like that. And and you go back to the old guy, and you start fucking like yelling at him, like, oh, you know, you're a sick old man, fuck your legacy. And, you know, you throw all of his shit into the fire, and just fucking like, blah, you know, die alone and miserable, you old evil fuck, and shit like that. And, you know, then you fucking walk away, and then you're murdering fucking like 50 cops in like cold blood and shit. And yeah, you know, it's not even a matter of like, Arthur's character, like being all over the place, morally, you know what I mean? Or even like fucking like, hey, you know, maybe the old guy, maybe give the old guy a fucking break. You know what I mean? Like he was, what he was doing was a fucking legal profession back then. Like, you know, that'd be like if fucking like PETA had a fucking massive influence now, that fucking, you know, they just like suddenly like ban like owning pets or some shit, like fucking like, oh no, you can't, it's just fucking morally fucking outrageous to own pets now. And then fucking 25 years from now, you were fucking like reminiscing about your fucking childhood dog, and then some asshole you met like fucking like just, you know, burns its fucking Fluffy's fucking collar in a fire, and fucking like stomps on his fucking skeleton in front of you, you know what I mean? Just fucking, you know, you sick fuck, could you fucking like have an animal as a pet, you know what I mean? It's just fucking ridiculous. And again, it's not an exact analogy, I know. It's fucking, oh, so you're saying like black people and slaves were like pets and fucking, oh god. No, I'm saying like historically, like selling slaves was acceptable not too far off from when the game takes place. And yeah, they're pushing, and selling slaves still goes on now. It's pretty acceptable in the fucking Africa and the Middle East right now. It's still going on, but and yeah, they're pushing a fucking agenda in the game that makes it seem like fucking, you know, after the Civil War, it was like a fucking light switch, you know, or everybody who didn't fucking immediately think that slavery was like the most abhorrent practice on the planet was a complete fucking like monster, you know what I mean? Like, even though it'd been whatever the 100+ years of that being like, a again, just like normal throughout the entire world, like not even like it was just fucking, it was until, you know, very recently, until that, you know, that time in history, it was throughout the entire world, everybody was fucking doing that. So you know, they make it just seem like, you know, even the most violent, notorious gang back then, you know, even they were socially progressive. So, you know, if you're not, well, you know, you're just a fucking, you know, you're a cartoon villain if you don't, you know what I mean? Like, you're more backwards than even like a minor video game fucking villain in a game where you play as a murderous fucking outlaw, you know what I mean? So yeah, the other examples too, like, you know, you'll run across the KKK a couple times. And yeah, on one end of the spectrum, I was thinking like, man, I wonder how fucking, it's like, oh dude, there's a fucking like KKK meeting like out in the woods. I'm like, I wonder how Rockstar is gonna handle this. Like, you know, maybe they'll have like a side story where you infiltrate them, and you're, you know, there's fucking like wacky fucking characters in there, or, you know, at the very least, fucking Arthur would be like indifferent to him or whatever, or maybe like a subplot where they go after fucking Lenny, like the black guy in the gang, you know what I mean? The guy that he took out to the bar, like, you know, they're going to start going after him, and, you know, maybe you have to like fight them or whatever, or, you know, go rescue fucking Lenny or some shit. Like, that'd be fucking cool. But God, that'd be a fucking pretty cool fucking story. Yeah, but the first time you interact with the fucking clan, you barely fucking interact with them at all. I mean, they're out in the woods fucking burning a cross, and they're inducting a new member. Then the fucking, you know, as the cross they're burning, the fire gets out of control and fucking light some of them on fire, and then the rest of them run away. So, Yeah, you have like no agency in that at all. It's just fucking like a scripted, like fucking like, ah, look how fucking cartoonishly dumb these fucking idiots are, like moment, you know what I mean? Then like I came across them again, and yeah, the second time they're lifting across to fucking burn again, I guess, or whatever. I think maybe they were like cleaning up the burned one or whatever. I forget. They're lifting up like a giant cross, and so I'm like, dude, I even thought, oh, it's just like the same scene again. Maybe I just got there like earlier than I did before, and just fucking. Yeah, this time it's fucking like, oh, they drop the cross on somebody, and somebody, you know, the guy gets like crushed and fucking, you know, he dies again. They all start scattering. So, you know, it's basically is the same shit again. Only now there's like a few of them. They're not like just like running like full speed. So there's a couple of them just kind of like wandering around, like, you know, slowly like ambling and shit out of the way. So yeah, man, I try like talking to one of them, thinking to be like, you know, if it's gonna be like a running gag where he's gonna keep like, which would be funny if it's like, you know, like five or six of these, if just fucking you keep like just stumbling across them, fucking being idiots and shit and fucking whatever, like, you know, fucking themselves up, and like, so like, yeah, it's kind of a funny gag. You know, it's like, oh, maybe again, like maybe they'll be like, and maybe this guy will have like funny dialogue to say or whatever when you try talking to him, but you know. L2 and try like talking, and he just like immediately starts fucking like fighting me, you know, just like me, you know, Arthur being a guy fucking wandering in the woods like minding his own business and just fucking like, you know, it like whatever, like greed or whatever, just fucking, oh, you know, what just happened there or some shit you ask him. The guy fucking like pulls a knife on me or whatever. He's like, I have no choice but to fucking like kill him, you know what I mean? The game doesn't give you an option to be like indifferent or of what would again be like fairly accepted shit back then, you know what I mean? But again, it's just like they seem to make it like, oh, it's like 2018 racial fucking politics, and you know what I mean? And yeah, I mean the reason I'm harping on that is, yeah, you know, at first I was like disappointed that Rockstar seemed to be going down that path. I mean, there's also a mission, a main mission, where you have to escort some suffragettes, on a march too. And, you know, I'm also playing the game fucking like straight. Like I'm trying not to cause too much trouble and, trying to keep the morality meter up and shit and pay off my bounties when I get them. And I realize, like, not everybody does that. You know what I mean? That's just kind of how I play these games at first anyway. Then, like, after I finish the main story and, like, do, like, all the side shit, then it's like, yeah, whatever, dude. Then I'll start, like, oh, let's see how much fucking mayhem I cause. But some people do that. Like, that's the only way they play these fucking games. Like, they don't give a shit about, like, the story or anything like that. They just go fucking ape shit. some YouTuber... I hate to get this fucking guy's name wrong, but I don't have it fucking pulled up at the moment. But Shirako, I think his name is, I believe. Yeah, so this guy on YouTube, he uploaded a video where he punches one of the fucking suffragettes in her annoying face, and he hog ties her. And drags her behind his horse into a swamp. Feeds her to an alligator. Then he starts like curb stomping her dead body. It's fucking hilarious. Like it's just real, real funny. You know what I mean? Like it's fun. It's kind of, again, I guess I'm playing like this, the game like straight, and it's kind of like really like pretty serious fucking game. And then seeing like, oh yeah, dude, you can just totally still just fucking just totally go fucking nuts and just like, you know, ruin everything. Like that's awesome. So yeah, I mean that's just part of the game that I don't really fucking engage with all that much. Like just like the sandbox aspects of it. I'm too like goal oriented when I fucking play games or whatever. But yeah, watching that, I was like, yeah, that's fucking like real funny. I thought that was fucking funny as shit. Yeah, that video kind of blew up of him doing that. And of course, because it got kind of popular, then and it fucking depicts women. Feminists, no less, having fucking violence done to them like any other character in the game. So yeah, in comes the fucking shitstorm of SJW articles complaining that Rockstar, how could they even give you the option to do something so like regressive and horrendous and fucking feminist fucking NPCs should be, they should have made them invincible so nobody could fucking like hurt them or whatever. So, you know, like children are in the game. It's like, oh, you know, they did it. They made it so you can't hurt kids in the game. Like, why wouldn't they do that to that woman? And you know what I mean? Because they're basically the same, you know, the fucking feminists and fucking children. Like, I can't fucking argue with them there. And yeah, I mean the guy got his fucking YouTube channel taken down for that fucking stupid shit, for playing the fucking game and having fun with it. They take his fucking channel down, and he had a lot of fucking subscribers. You know, it's not like me with fucking 20, like, who gives a shit? Like, I just be like, yeah, whatever, I'll fucking make another one, I don't give a fuck. But yeah, I mean, they took it, he had like whatever, like 500,000 fucking subscribers, and they take the shit out. Again, he's not, there was no commentary on it or anything. Like, it's not like he was like laughing over it, or you know, he wasn't saying like, oh, you know, you dumb cunt or anything like that. Well, he's kicking her. Like, nothing. Like, it's absolutely fucking absurd. Just straight gameplay of him playing the fucking game. Ridiculous that YouTube would even consider fucking banning him for that. Yeah, but they did. I mean, for a few days anyway, he was banned. You know, his channel was taken down. And then I think they got like, you know, the backlash came from like I consider the rational people of being like, dude, what the fuck, what are you doing? That's fucking ridiculous. You know, that was a fucking video game. You know, it's not real. And yeah, they reinstated his channel, which is good, I guess. I mean, they shouldn't have fucking taken it down in the first place. It would have been like actually good, but yeah. So he came back, and the first video that he posted after coming back was called another Red Dead video called Deporting a Mexican, where he punches a Mexican and fucking hog ties him and throws him over his horse and carries him across a river, and then he fucking just like. And, you know, takes him off, cuts him free and shit. And, like, you know, the Mexican guy starts, like, fighting him and shit. And, yeah, that was pretty funny, too. And, yeah, today he made one where he takes a black dude to, one of those KKK rally little instances that I was talking about before and that I mentioned. And same shit, like, you know, ties him up, brings him into the woods, finds the fucking KKK members and, like, throws him in the middle of it to see if they'll react to him, you know what I mean? Like, see if they're like, oh, nigger, or whatever, dude. And fucking, like, they don't do anything. Again, they just start fighting Arthur. So, I mean, what does that tell you, you know? But whatever, anyway. So, yeah, props to, again, I hope I'm getting the guy's name right, Shirako, I think, with two R's. Really, I mean, props to him for fucking sticking to his guns and, you know, and not fucking coming back and making a video with like some fucking pussy apology, like, you know, and then like, oh, you know, I'll just sort of tone it down and making like safe, like Fortnite videos or some shit. Like, yeah, you have to respect when people don't bend the knee to fucking tyrants, you know? Because, you know, as they say, when you kneel to these people, all you're really going to get is a fucking dick in your mouth. So, but, yeah, I mean, aside from all that shit, again, I hate harping on the fucking, that shit. It was just fucking, like, yeah, well, one aspect that was kind of like, I don't know. Like, I'm really enjoying the game. I think Red Dead's amazing. Like I said before, I mean, you have to be in the mood for something slow-paced. I mean, you really have to take the time to grasp the controls. Every time before I play it, I have this like internal debate of like, you know, it's gonna take so long to accomplish anything in it. Maybe I should just play like Call of Duty or like Forza instead, and, you know, get that fucking instant gratification, like that instant fucking dopamine rush of playing something fast. But yeah, I mean, once you like slow down, you fucking, you're immersed. It's so goddamn good. Like, the game's so fucking good. I played for about 4 hours straight yesterday, and yeah, I chopped some firewood, fed the camp's horses some hay, took some hay bales and fucking threw it in the corral or whatever, fetched some water from the rivers, fucking, you know, playing blackjack and fucking five finger filet, hunted a deer. It's again like 4 hours. So like, I really didn't do anything like in the game, like nothing to like move the story along. I was just fucking around. And yeah, that shouldn't be fun. You know what I mean? Like doing like chores and shit like that. Like you'd figure like on paper, like that's not fun. That's not like fun gameplay doing crap like that. But I mean, it's not really fun in like the traditional fucking video game action sense, but, it's so fucking like ballsy what they did. I think again, taking out like the kind of, you know, watered down, like, you know, they didn't want to touch the, again, this is not to repeat, I'll reinstate my thesis, something like that. It would have been fine, like with the racism shit of just fucking like, well, we're just not going to touch it, but to fucking just be like, ah, we're kind of going to touch it, but do like, you know, just kind of like the safe route of 2018 progressive politics. Like, you know what I mean? That's the way they decided to do it. But like the game itself is fucking like so ballsy that they had the balls to fucking make a game this complex with like, you know, that much going on in it. That's fucking just that slow and methodical. And, you know, like the game has the pacing of a Western movie, which I think a lot of people don't like. I hear people say like, oh, I love fucking, people fucking love like all sorts of movies. I just don't like Westerns. And, I think a lot of it is because of that reason, because like Westerns are usually fucking like slow and shit. Like they're really fucking slow. And then like, again, just like a quick fucking action scene every now and then. And then like Red Dead, like they completely go for that and they fucking nail it. They don't cut any corners. Not like, oh, we're going to concede this because it's going to help fucking speed up the game. It's like, no, you're going to have to fucking ride a horse for 10 minutes to fucking like get to the other town and that's it. You know what I mean? It feels like the most fucking expensive indie game ever made. Like they gave zero fucks about like mass market appeal, like believe it or not, for fucking a studio that's again like one of the biggest on the fucking planet, you know what I mean? They didn't fucking like simplify and fucking compromise. I mean, the progression is fucking slow, the story's slow, the traveling is slow. I think it's probably a better historical simulation than that fucking Kingdom Come Deliverance game, and it's almost as fucking opaque. So, I keep hearing like hints of like big things that happen in the final act of the game or whatever, like later on, like fucking like, oh, you know, maybe this happens, or, you know, I get, you know, people are talking about they get the physical collector's edition or whatever, like that, like it comes to the map, like, oh, there are spoilers on the map and blah blah blah. I'm like, I still don't know. I've been playing a lot and I still think I have a lot of story to go. And just like, if something like big happens, like again, like the, on the scale of what happened in Red Dead 1, like something like that was probably one of the best fucking endings in a game. Like fucking, like if something even close to that happens, it's like, dude, if for whatever reason, the internet doesn't seem to be fucking flooded with people like ruining it, which is fucking amazing. Yeah, I know. All I've heard really is that there's different endings that you can get depending on your morality. But yeah, that's about it. That's all I've heard. So what a fucking time sink the game is. But in a good way, you know what I mean. Although that may become a problem come fucking Wednesday when Fallout 76 comes out. And even though I haven't heard many positive things about Fallout 76 and all the beta footage that I've seen doesn't look very promising, but I've been a fucking Fallout fanboy since the beginning. I don't think that I can not play it. You know what I mean? I'll just say my expectations are pretty low going in. But yeah, we'll have a report on Fallout 76 next week, because we don't deal in gossip and hearsay on this podcast. And this is fucking real hard-hitting journalism. Yep, we are back to normal. Gruntfreepress.com is the website. Podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email. I'm Absolute Deicide, and I will see you on the wasteland this week. Hopefully it's not the human wasteland, but yeah, it probably is. It probably will be.
We're lost in barren land.